Hey friend, I am so excited to tell you about a brand new show that I'm launching. It's called Look In, Guided Meditations. It will feature meditations of all different kinds. There's no nonsense, no frills, no extra talk, no wasted time. And as a Wake Me Up listener, it's going to feel really familiar to you. I'll be hosting the show and narrating many of the meditations, but there's going to be some other really wonderful meditation guides as well. So if you enjoy the meditations and other content from Wake Me Up, then do be sure to go check out Guided Meditations by Look In. There's links that will take you directly there in the episode notes, or you can just search for Look In, Guided Meditations, in whatever podcast player you use. Hey there, and welcome to Wake Me Up. Undoubtedly, we've all heard of intuition. And you've probably heard the similar saying, trust your gut. Despite that we all know what this means, and we feel that there's something real to it, intuition remains one of those mystical things that's hard to place. In this episode, we'll see why intuition isn't just mysticism, and that there's actually a scientific basis for it. We'll learn how to better tap into this innate sense we all have, and we'll take a few minutes to put it into action with a mindfulness practice which will help you follow your intuition today and throughout life. So, if you're in bed, I recommend you go ahead and get up, get your morning going. Feel free to make a cup of coffee or tea, go for your morning walk, whatever it is that you like to do. And just let me be your morning companion. And we'll begin by demystifying intuition. So, is it a real phenomenon or just a myth? We've all heard the saying, trust your gut or go with your gut. And it's within this saying that we can begin to see intuition isn't just some abstract idea. You see, scientists have aptly labeled the stomach as the second brain due to a vast neural network comprising of 100 million neurons that lines the entire digestive tract. It's called the enteric nervous system, and it's estimated that it actually has more neurons than the spinal cord. Now, there's crosstalk between the nerves of the brain and the gut all the time. Even when you're not consciously tapping into your intuition, its influence permeates your daily life. We've all sensed that unmistakable pit in our stomachs when grappling with a tough decision. And that's a clear indication that the gut is trying to communicate something. And there's also that sensation called butterflies in the stomach, when you're excited and filled with anticipation. That too is the gut talking. It's not conscious thought, it's intuition. Now, although these sensations are well known, they're relatively rare. Most days, we don't experience butterflies or a pit in the stomach. Wouldn't it be useful if we got that fairly clear yes or no from the gut each time we were about to make a big decision? So how can we tap into our intuition more easily and use it productively? Well, let's break down a few key points. Most often, intuition is pulling our focus or energy towards things. We feel quote-unquote called to do something. So notice the difference between that and fear, which typically makes us want to move away from something. And this highlights the next point, that it's important to remember intuition is feelings-based. So developing emotional awareness, skills, and regulation is critical to deepen your intuition. Things like journaling, meditation, and mindfulness will help you observe your feelings more objectively, thereby improving your ability to pick out intuitive signals. And like feelings, intuition becomes more accurate with greater information. For example, you may feel called to befriend someone because of their in-person presence, until you get to know them better and learn that their inner qualities don't match their outer ones. So point being that if you're feeling called to do something, give it a try for a little while. Take it for a test drive. And as you do more of it, check back in and see how you're feeling about it. If it feels right, keep going. And if it doesn't, stop, reassess, and change course if you need to. The intuition doesn't work like the logical brain. It's part of our subconscious thinking. So unlike the logical brain, which often thinks in clearer ideas, phrases, sentences, you can't always expect that from intuition. We need to look for breadcrumbs, little hints and guides that help us along the way. Finally, listen closely to intuitive thoughts and feelings that align with your values and beliefs. Ask yourself, does this fit with my core values? Is this something I think I'll feel good about when I'm looking back on it in hindsight? So now that we've broken down what intuition is and how we can better access it, let's take just a few moments to put these ideas into practice. So if you'd like to, find a comfortable position. And let's take a deep breath or two together. Inhale, fill all the way up. Hold at the top. And then exhale, release. And if you'd like to close your eyes, then you can do that now. Let's take one more of those deep breaths together, just to settle in a little bit more. Inhale. Hold. And release. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are, just allow everything else to fade away for a moment. Let your body relax. And bring to mind a decision or a choice that you've been struggling with. One that you've made relatively recently, or maybe is still on your mind and you're holding out on deciding what to do. And consider what your options are with this choice. And whatever comes up, just let it happen. There's no rules here. Try to see this as brainstorming. Remember, the intuition doesn't work in clear, linear thoughts. It's a feeling. So as these ideas come up, pause on each one for a moment and just note how it makes you feel. Are there any physical sensations that you can identify? Does your mind feel more at ease with one option or another? Which of these options aligns most closely with your core values? Now imagine your future self looking back on this decision. If things played out as you would expect them to, what option would make you feel best about yourself and the decision you'd made? Finally, is there a way you can test one or more options out before you make a final decision? Can you gather more information to inform your intuition? All right, well, that's the end of this little practice. Hopefully it's helped you bring some ideas to the surface, some breadcrumbs and little guideposts from your intuition that might help you move forward down the path that feels right to you. So let's wrap up by taking one nice deep breath. Inhale, fill all the way up. Hold, and then exhale, release. And if you had your eyes closed, you can feel free to open them and come out of that whenever you're ready. Well, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this exploration of intuition, and I hope you've gained some valuable insights. It's important to note that intuition can be very powerful and useful, but it is a feeling, and feelings can be fallible. Sometimes we feel things and we don't know why, or we can logically explain why we shouldn't have a certain feeling, yet we still have it. So if this happens to you, I encourage you to turn into it rather than running away. There's something to be learned when you notice a conflict like this in yourself. And this is just another one of the ways that our intuition can help us live a healthier, happier life. If you'd like to dive deeper into this topic, then do be sure to check out the meditation and affirmations I put out this week. If you enjoyed this episode and you have a quick second before your day begins, then I'd really appreciate a comment or review just letting me know what you thought. I hope to see you back here soon on Wake Me Up, and until next time, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.